There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, from the Geyers to autism, from Autism One to Dr. Batar in Advanced Medicine on this Memorial Day. Good to be back from Chicago. I'm sure you're good. Well, good to be home from the Middle East. You've been there a couple of weeks.
Yep. Just got back a couple of days ago.
So no worse for the wear. I'm sure, again, the distance you traveled much greater than mine. But like I said, they wanted you there. The information that you were giving out, it sure upset some doctors, as we talked about. But then the higher-ups there were embracing you.
Yeah, actually, did I send you the picture of me at the Ministry of Health in Jordan?
No, the last time I saw the pictures, you were covered in mud at the Dead Sea.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a picture of myself and one of the person, actually Dr. Haver, at the Ministry of Health with Sam in Jordan. And I'm supposed to be back there in October. They've asked me to be a keynote speaker at a university-sponsored event for a medical conference where it's talking about new innovations in pharmaceutical interventions and new technologies to be able to deliver therapeutics. And, you know, it was supposed to be originally drugs, but now they've got therapeutics to get better efficacy. So they asked me if I was interested in giving a lecture on that. And, you know, basically I think they wanted to know what we do and how we do it with cancer. So it was well received. I guess the people that mattered, they're the ones that wanted me to be present. And, to be asked to come back, you know, especially when apparently I upset some people.
Yes.
He asked to come back, and I was formally invited by the dean of the university, and they also asked me to, besides being the keynote speaker, they also asked me to chair the 3-day conference.
Very cool. Now, I guess that means, even though big pharma, I like to say, holds sway around the world in most every country, there is some cracks in the dam or chinks in the armor that is allowing the kind of messages we deliver and you deliver to get through.
Yeah, I believe that it really comes down to issue of integrity, Robert. I think that for those, we've talked about this before, where doctors really do want to do the best. And I think for anybody of any reasonable intellect, when they see an approach that, even though they may not understand it, maybe it actually flies in the face of what they have been taught or what they believe.
Yeah.
The results themselves are so overwhelming that it would only be natural for them to say, I want to know, assuming that their agenda is the same, which is to get people better,
right.
I want to know how they were able to achieve X, Y, and Z. And so a person of integrity would pursue that avenue as opposed to somebody who shuts everything down right away, because then when somebody shuts down, they don't care about the results. They don't care about anything else. If they just shut down because it's the opposite of their belief, then you know that their agenda is suspect.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I really respect Dr. David Geyer and his son Mark and their research. Dr. Mark, I apologize, and his son David in their research on the mercury thing. I mean, they're pro-vaccine folks, but at the same time, they were not backing down on any of the things they uncovered just because they feared somebody might not vaccinate because of the information. They want, you know, safer vaccines in their perspective, and they want people to have fully informed consent. And I respect that immensely.
Well, Mark and David, I've known them for well over a decade. They were actually present. We met the first time about a year before I testified in front of Congress. I've known them for, you know, probably 12 years now, 13 years. And they've always done good quality work. And, you know, they're no different than us. They believe, I mean, you and I both, we're also not anti-vaccination individuals, and neither are they. The only thing is that they're, you know, Mark is a very, very diehard researcher. He's a,
yes,
a MD, PhD, as you know. And they, you know, that they were the ones who also exposed the truth behind sudden infant death syndrome, right?
Yeah, listen, they're extraordinary if you think about it, but they have been raked through the coals, as you and Wakefield and others over the years, because they've been willing to reveal the facts as they find them, as a real scientist we would believe should.
Right, exactly. And that's part and parcel, I guess, when you toe the party line, there's certain things you got to do, and when you refuse to pay, you know, to pull the party line, then you have to be raked through the coals like we have, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I said that they sleep well at night. I really got a sense of their heart, or, you know, and a lot of times when you think scientists are just dry and mental, I really could see in that last hour, they really do care. They're not, they're human. In other words, some people think, oh, they're just machine scientists. No, they're really human. They do care about this. And I respect that immensely, and their work is going to help a lot. It hasn't helped a lot already, and it's only going to help ultimately. But when those that literally have sold their soul just to promote an agenda, you know, one day they will pay the piper for their let's say, obfuscation of the truth, the lies as such that have been happening, and all the children that have been harmed because of it.
Yeah, I have long said, and you've heard me say this, if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a thousand times, and that is that the atrocities that have been committed against mankind, not just the children that have autism, but this is actually an attack against the future of mankind.
Right.
Because they're affecting the most intelligent within this subpopulation. But, you know, it makes Hitler look like a good guy. It's something that is unconscionable. And the only reason that I have peace in my heart is because I know that if there is such a thing as heaven and hell, I know where those bastards are headed. So
yeah, exactly. And you know, here we are on Memorial Day, Dr. Bitar, and this is the day was set aside to acknowledge the veterans, particularly who laid down their lives with the ultimate sacrifice in protecting this country and liberty. We recognize there's been a lot of corruption within a military industrial complex, not just in America, but in many others around the world, that kind of puts these soldiers out as cannon fodder rather than having them protect legitimately, constitutionally, what we perceive to be what is great about America. We don't want to sully the names of any of the veterans who have passed away at this point, but we want to acknowledge those who have sacrificed for the liberty that is genuine.
And the liberty that we are today enjoying, even though many of our liberties have slowly been stolen from us and many of them have been eroded without us even being aware of them. It's so important to remember that many have laid down their lives in order for us to have those freedoms that we take for granted, and we are taking them for granted, and we risk losing them and forgetting the sacrifice that these people made in the past. And it is so important. And I'm glad that we're doing this. One reason when you suggested, Robert, that we, run an encore today, possibility.
Yeah, I say everybody's taking a day off. They wouldn't have sweated it. They'd have been okay with it. But I know we talked about it, and you felt like, no, we should go today and really acknowledge this.
Yeah, because to me, you know, it's one of the few, it's one of 2 days that should be remembered, Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and I think that a lot of people just look at it as an opportunity. Hey, it's a day that we can go out and, you know, we don't have to go to work and we can go get drunk and get out on the lake and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We forget what the real purpose behind it is. It's a remembrance. We should take a moment in silence and think about what these people went through. I mean, this is somebody's father, somebody's son, somebody's brother that died or daughter that died laying down their life for, you know, what we call freedom. And you and I both know that many of these causes were, they were more politician-motivated issues and not really freedom-associated things. And that's one reason war, when we start talking about, you know, when off the air, when you talked to me about the global viewpoint I had after coming back.
Right.
I told you that the Israeli government is no different than the, American government, no different than the Palestinian Authority government, because, I mean, they're all corrupt, every
yeah.
one of them.
Their power is derived on the fear of the people
exactly.
they rule over. Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. it's a fear-mongering, it's a fear infusion to create distrust and animosity among the people in order to further their own agenda, which is to create and accentuate differences rather than promote and highlight the similarities.
Yeah, and that's, I think, an important message, too. And I think of, our kids and the next generations coming up. I don't want them to enter into wars that are not based on really constitutional concepts of defense of the country and liberty, as opposed to doing wars for bankers, which throughout history has been the case. And I think those soldiers who have passed on look back from the other realm or side and say, have perhaps a better perspective than we do, because it's so easy to manipulate people through fear and drive them into these causes that may not be just.
Well, what you said is true, Robert, and I agree with it, but I think you don't have to wait till we're on the other side to see that these wars weren't just. I think that all war is unjust, because all war is unjust by definition. I don't care what the agenda is. There is no one can say, even the Revolutionary War and all these different things, when you start looking at it, if there's really a discourse among leaders, which it always comes down to leaders,
mm-hmm.
I think that those leaders should fight it out to the death, preferably.
Yeah, you're right. Let them do it. But when they make peaceful evolution impossible, they make bloody revolution inevitable.
Well, exactly. The revolution versus a war. Now, you remember, there's two differences here.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about war, when you have two governments go against each other. Revolution is when a government has overstepped their authority and their boundaries, and the people are being subjugated to injustice, and now the people revolt against the government. That's a different thing.
Right.
I think that's a progressive thing, but I think it's a very, very crucial mistake to equate revolution with war.
We're going to take a break here. Dr. Bitar is with us. It's doing, as we do each week, Advanced Medicine. You can go to medicalrewind.com. This is a special edition on Memorial Day here in 2015. Dr. Bitar can be reached through drbitar.com, drbuttar.com. The links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through our syndicator, gcnlive.com, as well as Natural News Radio and UK Health Radio and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. Epic times as well, around the world, for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Dr. Bitar and I will be back after these brief messages. Stick with us and have an honorable Memorial Day. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Rock in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, freedom, Memorial Day. Did the soldiers die in vain for our freedom? Are we going to just give it up? Did they die so that we wouldn't be able to say no to vaccine tyranny, for instance? The freedom for parents to say, no, I don't believe it's the right thing for my child, whether it be personal, philosophical, medical, or other perspectives. Dr. Bitar, you were highlighting, I think, a recent survey that was done in perspective on that.
Yeah, it was actually something that I personally had participated in. I got this some kind of email, and I just happened to read it, and then they were asking for, you know, your opinion on should governments force parents to vaccinate their children. Of course, I had to participate. And after doing so, a couple hours later, I got an email that basically was talking about the results so far. And as of right now, it's not a huge response yet. 6,612 respondents. And you have the link too, right, Robert?
Yeah, I see it here. By percentage-wise, do you feel government should be able to force parents to vaccinate their children against communicable diseases like measles? 70% that responded to this, and this is at personalliberty.com. Perhaps the bias is toward freedom on this site, but suffice it to say, I'm pleased anytime you have a sense that there are people that still respect that. They say no. 70% say no, it's unconstitutional to force medical treatment on citizens and override their religious or personal beliefs.
Yep. And so to me that, you're right, it's probably biased because of the website, but again, it is still important to recognize that people are becoming more aware. And by the way, it actually isn't as biased as we may think, Robert, because the poll isn't on the website. This was an email that I had received, and it was an arbitrary email.
Okay.
So it wasn't necessarily, I think they're posting the results on this website.
Okay.
They sponsored it, so.
Yeah, but did you see the 29% what they said?
Yeah. Yes, the irresponsible actions of anti-vaxxers, I guess that's what we are, right?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Has resulted in the resurgence of a disease once eradicated from the United States. The government has a responsibility to ensure the public health. I actually felt like Don when I said that. The insertion.
Yeah, you're channeling Don. That's great. But yeah, the whole idea of, remember, of public health versus private health. And as I said, collectivism is evil. It's dangerous. It means that you might be the one they sacrifice for this so-called greater good. And, you know, if it's your child that's sacrificed, how does that feel? And that's a, you know, that's something that the medical collectivists or even the leftists who have adopted vaccine religion, if you will, as opposed to the freedom to say no to something that could harm or even kill them.
Well, that's definitely disturbing. But even more disturbing to me, Robert, is the fact that last line, the government has a responsibility to ensure, and it can, you can put anything in there. The government has a responsibility to ensure blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's the part that is most disturbing, that people actually would think that the government has a responsibility or that they're willing to put their lives or the mm-hmm. or their family's lives within the by making the government responsible for them. That is the most significant, to me at least, it's the most significant evidence of apathy, when somebody expects another entity to be responsible for the thing that they should be responsible themselves the most.
Right, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing is, as we've seen and we've evidenced for many years here, the government, quote unquote, the government, made up of, I guess, on some level, humans that maybe lose their humanity and they sell themselves out, as evidenced by, for instance, Julie Gerberding, right? All those years with CDC, she knew of the dangers of mercury in vaccines. She was told, and then she left when she said she did nothing but protect the vaccine makers. And then she went to Merck to head their $5 billion division. And now she sold, like, I don't know, thousands of shares of stock for like over $2 million, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, recently when I got back from the Middle East, one of the things that I was told, and this was on Friday, I don't know whether you've heard about it or not, but apparently somewhere along the line, there has been some governmental admittance now that there is a relationship between thimerosal and autism. I don't think it's related to her, but somewhere there have been some stories that have come out where I don't even know whether it's our government or other governments that have now admitted to the evidence that there is a correlation. Have you heard about that?
They're pulling more out of the vaccine courts, so to speak, and acknowledging, like, I think 2,000 kids have been, well, for families of kids, have been compensated for a vaccine brain injury related to thimerosal. So whether they say autism specifically or not, the recognition, and I think Cheryl Atkinson, of course, that great reporter you know of so well, has helped to reveal this. So eventually they're going to have to. It's a shameful thing, you know, like so many things that have happened here, where you cover it up instead of acknowledge what's going on to protect the people, in this case, protect the kids. Hey, it's Memorial Day, and acknowledge those fallen soldiers who fought for our liberty. And yes, that includes the liberty even to criticize our government, the liberty to question it, and the liberty to say no to vaccines. Back with more of Dr. Bitar here, Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, he's back from the world tour. It's Dr. Bitar here with RSV. I'm back from Chicago. Great group of folks at Autism One. Dr. Bitar, of course, I missed you there, but you were there in spirit. Obviously, people coming up and asking, where's Rashid? Where's Dr. Bitar? And I gave him the heads up, you're doing well, getting the word out. Other side of the planet, and we're doing it now on Memorial Day. Again, thank you and I know I shouldn't have to say thank you because, you know, we feel an obligation to get this message out as often as possible without fail.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I look forward to as a unique opportunity on these type of days, Robert. To me, it's important that we do it. And if it's only our way of taking a moment, you know, maybe it's not in silence, but it's still taking a moment to acknowledge this, because to me it is very important, and I know just to you it is as well. So
yeah, I did have a whole lot of people coming up so grateful, and you know, I always end up in tears at least once, if not many times, at Autism One, just because of the families you see of these kids that were impacted and the struggles they go through. And you know, they're grateful for shreds of hope and get together and laugh a little bit when they, you know, they don't have a lot of that. And, you know, so we had a lot of people coming up and saying thanks to you, thanks to me, thanks to all what we're doing with this message. And it's having a tremendous impact out there, even if it's just an energetic spiritual one. But indeed, we're teaching as well as informing, educating, and sometimes outraging, but usually typically outraging the bad guys.
Yeah, and that's exactly what our role should be, is to at least bring awareness, you know, in whatever way it is. And that each one of us, everyone that's, you know, people that are listening, people that are participating in any way that they possibly can, just the fact that even the passive act of listening and understanding is participation in this whole component. So you're contributing to it. And again, you know, that's one reason I love our slogan, "The Power to Heal is Yours," because the empowered message, or that the message of empowerment itself, is, in my estimation at least, furthering this agenda that you and I personally have of making people more, not only aware of the situation, but making them more independent, making them more autonomous, so that they can end up thinking. This is the reason I say that God gave us all a brain to think. You know, it wasn't for just to sit on a coffee table and use it as an ornamental basis, you know, paperweight. The brain.
Your brain is a paperweight. No.
Yeah.
Your brain on drugs, of course. So many Americans still on drugs, and we'll get more into that. Also, a shout out to our friend Eric Leon, pharmacist, who's taken his son to you. We've talked about him. I've even had him on it, interviewed him briefly at Autism One. We'll get him on the air. He's so grateful for you as well, and for all the things we're able to get out to others. And he's, you know, doing his level best as a pharmacist to communicate that message in his own community.
Yeah, you remember, he the first time I met him, it was actually an advanced medicine seminar where you and I were, I think, standing in line at a cafeteria, and he started asking us some questions, and then he brought his son. I think he just started bringing his son to me prior to that. And then, you know, his son's course did not take that long. I mean, I think it took a little bit over a year. And, you know, when he finished, he was pretty much done with everything. I mean, he's a neurotypic child. And if he's not 100% neurotypic, he's well on his way to becoming 100% neurotypic. But that entire historical perspective, and, you know, of you being there when we started his treatment and kind of seeing, it wasn't that long, maybe a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before you know it, that time is up, and it's such a crucial time in the developmental phase of the child. And it's just every time I see or hear of somebody that started that process and now they're done with that process, I'll tell you, it's words cannot express, and money, any amount of money could not equate to what feeling that it gives you.
Yeah, that was the joy that I felt after. I was sheer exhaustion. One of the days I had done maybe 20 interviews. And by the end of that day, and you'll hear it when it airs, I was just asking for help because I wasn't speaking clearly. At least I don't think so, although others might argue with that. But the point is, I was there to, you know, have these stories told, as well as interview some of these research scientists and doctors that are doing good work. And, you know, I don't say there's only one way to get well, although, you know, like you've written in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, there are principles that we have to implement. I do believe that absolutely. There's always nuances, there's always more to learn, and you know, at these events, it's a great opportunity, not only for the lay audience to learn things, but also for the egghead research and doctor audience to share information, and a lot of that was going on.
And that's, it's so good to hear that people are paying attention, that people are aware, and it just reinforces that what we're doing, whether it's a Memorial Day, Veterans Day, whenever we're doing it,
it's worth it, Robert, because even if there's one person learns about it today that didn't know about it yesterday, that's mm-hmm. worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we want to see increases in cholesterol levels in our listening audience. And I know some people are going, what, what? They're now talking, they want to make us sick. Well, look, out of Japan, another confirmation, another validation, not that we necessarily needed it, but we got it, of the reality that if you have higher cholesterol levels and lower, you're likely to live longer, less cognitive, let's say, decline, Alzheimer's, you know, even in the autism spectrum, anything that affects the brain and nervous system relies a lot on the integrity of having adequate cholesterol in the body.
Absolutely. I think cholesterol is one of the most vital things. We forget that it's the precursor for all the sex hormones. Without cholesterol, we would not be able to maintain the integrity of our cell membranes. In fact, we would just be organic mush.
Mm-hmm.
We down cholesterol constantly, and yet cholesterol is, without cholesterol, there would be no life.
Yeah, yeah. So it is a statin scam. There's an article here at a friends at Health Impact News. Four Japanese researchers published an analysis on cholesterol guidelines and statin drugs in the April 2015 edition of the Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism. So again, more confirmation of the things we've been saying for all these years. We're not saying just because we like to be right. It's just because we work it first to bring it out to you and make sure it's right the first time.
Yeah, and I think this is something that a lot of people have been unknowingly becoming victims to, because statin drugs are one of the most prevalently prescribed medications in the United States. I think antidepressants are the number one. I think statins are number two, right?
Yeah, right there. And one can lead to the other, because if you depress levels of cholesterol, that affects brain and neurological function. Could lead to depression.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is important for people to realize that what you think you're doing because your doctor told you, again, it comes back to that same issue we talked about, personal responsibility. You're thinking the government or your doctor or your financial advisor or your minister or whatever is responsible. That's wrong. You are responsible for yourself. And it is your responsibility to find the information and decide what's best for you. But as soon as you start this thinking that other people are responsible for your well-being, for your health, for your safety, for your whatever, you know, you've made a catastrophic mistake. And here's a perfect example, thinking that the doctor is responsible for knowing what's best for you and saying that, hey, here's a statin drug and it's going to drop your cholesterol, and then having all these other problems as a side effect of the cholesterol drugs. You know, statin drugs have a higher rate of hepatocellular carcinoma, a higher risk of the musculoskeletal problems. One of the biggest side effects is muscle fatigue. And it just goes on and on. Of course, the depletion of coenzyme Q10, which we know that the original mm-hmm. studies that done in Helsinki study showed that when you take a statin drug, you must take ubiquinone coenzyme Q10, because if you don't, it will naturally deplete it. And ubiquinone is a vital cofactor for the mitochondria to function, the mitochondria being the respiratory centers of the cells. So there's so many crucial components, and it comes right back to personal responsibility, making sure people take personal responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of personal responsibility on the vaccine issue, I mean, I wish they had like an informed consent that studies have shown cholesterol levels, if they are higher, you'll live longer and you won't have Alzheimer's before you go on a statin drug, so people can think twice about it. Also, the fact that people who have a heart attack, they have tested now cholesterol levels post-heart attack and said the people with higher cholesterol levels also live longer post-heart attack than those with low cholesterol.
Say that one more time. People with
higher cholesterols post-heart attack live
right.
longer.
Yeah.
Live
yeah,
longer
that,
than those with low.
And that makes total sense, because, yeah. you know, if we start recognizing the effect of cholesterol and its importance in reducing the inflammatory cascades and the regeneration of cell membranes and such, that's a very true statement, because cholesterol is important for the healing process as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely it is. So we want to be able to think well into old age and not lose that ability or capacity. One of those things we'll also encourage, part of the 9 steps, as well as all the things we talk about here, getting out into the natural world, eating cleaner foods, growing your own food, and you know, it makes all the difference in the world in keeping all of your bodies healthy, not just the physical, but everything that manifests from it or down to it. And that means a mental health, emotional health, even the spiritual health. You talk about spiritual toxicities in the 9 steps as well.
Yeah, all these components come hand in hand, Robert. And I guess I probably have a greater appreciation now for what I wrote then
mm-hmm.
than I did at the time, because what I was doing then was just documenting what I had discovered over the last decade and a half, what patients had taught me, what I had observed,
But actually seeing how crucial and how well balanced they all come together and how they all fit together like a perfect pieces of a jigsaw.
Right.
I have a greater appreciation for it now than I did back then.
Yeah. And, you know, what the cancer thing, you've done a lot, helped a lot of folks with that situation. You didn't go in with the thought form, I'm going to help people with cancer necessarily specifically. But of course, applying those principles in those cases has proved to be just as successful as anything. There's a story out on, let's see, skin cancer. A quarter of skin cells are on the road to cancer, according to a new study. And they're worried because people are taking high SPF protection, you know, creams to protect you from so-called sun damage. But the reality is they don't necessarily. But this article says that it causes people to stay out in the skin, on the sun longer. But they don't acknowledge the role of the SPF lotions and what they contain to actually create abnormalities of skin cells.
Yeah, so that's one part of it. And then the other part of it is that if you're actually blocking the effects of
the healthy effects of sun exposure, right?
Exactly. And if you're preventing that, that's one part of it. That's what I recommend to all my patients, 20 minutes of sunlight every day, if at all possible, preferably a little bit more. But there's the one part that's the toxicity exposure from all the components within the sunscreen, and then the second part is the prevention of that vital sunlight that's necessary in order for our bodies to function, like the calcium, vitamin D component, that whole cycle, that it's so crucial to have the sunlight. Without sunlight, you're not going to have that entire cascade move forward the way it's supposed to.
Right. Do you remember that? We're almost out of time for this segment, but real briefly, do you remember that was a professional golfer that came to see you with a skin cancer?
Absolutely. Yeah, Chris, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to remind everybody about that when we come back from this break, because it's an unusual story in that where the cancer occurred and why it occurred may be a little counterintuitive from those who fear the sun. So stick around with us. We got one more segment to wrap up this Memorial Day edition, acknowledging and honoring those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday edition, where we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Scott Bell Show. If you have a question or comment, you can go to robertscottbell.com and send your message in any time of the day or night. We'll review it, and we might even answer it on the air or call as well 24/7. Leave us a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, if you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Buttar, it's linked in the show notes, and you can also go directly to drbuttar.com. Dr. Buttar, again, among the many folks that you've helped out, sometimes, you know, they're celebrities, sometimes famous sports athletes. A lot of those stories go unmentioned. But one we have talked about in relation to that skin cancer story we just covered, I thought it'd be a good time to remind everybody.
Yeah, this was a professional golfer, Chris. And I think you've actually met him, haven't you?
I did meet him once, yes.
Yeah, I think he's actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think Ty actually featured him on his
The Quest for the Cure is the first one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. And Chris was an interesting case, and I think we've talked about this before on the air regarding the place in the body where people get melanoma. And so if cancer, skin cancer, melanoma, which is the most aggressive form of skin cancer, in fact, it's probably one of the most aggressive forms of cancer, probably in the top three or four, glioblastoma, pancreatic cancer, and melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
But I've treated a number of melanoma patients. The unique component of these patients was where on their bodies the melanoma actually occurred. So in Chris's case, you know, he was told he had 6 months, I think he was given from Cleveland Clinic, and then he went to Mayo Clinic and they gave him 9 months. Both said that he should take his leg, they should, you know, amputate his leg, give him a better chance, but they didn't give him more than a year, year and a half at best. And he was 29 at that time. I think he's 35 now. And 34, 35, and of course, you know, he's doing fantastic, and there's no problems, no issues.
He's actually the epitome of what one should be if they've ever had cancer. He is truly, truly, sincerely grateful for having had the experience, and he's embraced it. And he's told me very candidly that had he not had this challenge, health challenge, he would have remained in the abyss that he was in before. And now there's so many things about the world that he didn't know, that he didn't realize, and he's learned so much, and he's so appreciative, so grateful for having gone through that part of his life. And that's really one of the key components, that when people get cancer, cancer is not the problem. Cancer is the is a symptom of mm-hmm. the problem, the underlying problem. And he's very, very grateful that he had that signal that came to him that told him he needed to change, and he's benefited from that. And so that's a common characteristic of those that are successful at beating this. But let's get back to the issue that I know you want me to talk about, Rob. Sorry.
Right. No problem.
My question.
Yeah.
So the five melanoma patients that come to mind, Chris had his on the lateral aspect of his ankle, which is normally an area that's covered up by socks.
Right.
Wearing shorts. So
yep.
There's virtually no exposure to sun there. One of the patients had it. She was a morbidly obese, actually two of them were morbidly obese women. One had it in the underside of her breast. She had very mm-hmm. large breasts, and it was under the redundant tissue of her breast. So there was no way that even if she was in a bikini.
Yeah. Unless she was swinging upside down, it's not going to be getting sun exposure. It's like,
exactly.
That's where you say, where the sun don't shine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the other lady had it, in the air, okay, clitoral. It was in the clitoris. So there's absolutely no way. That's where her melanoma
Again,
was.
Again, another area where the sun don't typically shine. So
exactly.
The question of sun exposure causing it, you would think it'd be where you get numerous sunburns, and it wasn't happening in these cases. So what
exactly.
was?
And then one of the men had it in his gluteal cleft. He was also a very heavy set person.
Yeah.
And it was in the gluteal cleft again, within the crease, where again the sun wouldn't shine.
Yeah.
And so none of these cases were melanoma occurring in an area of the body that you would typically expect some type of sun exposure that would cause.
Right. So real quick, Dr. Bitar, we're running out of time faster as always, but what would be the message here, the takeaway?
That it has nothing to do with sun exposure.
Oops, they made a mistake again. Oh, and by the way, you mentioned morbidly obese. On the way up to Chicago, a morbidly obese woman sitting next to me, but the other seat, and she pulled out, I guess she didn't like the airline food. There's a story about that I wouldn't have time to get into, but instead she pulled out a full pack of Twizzlers and ate them all. Don't do that. I mean, the airline food is bad, but Twizzlers, not any better, I promise you.
Yeah, actually, I was fortunate. I had good food in the airlines.
Okay, good. I know you were flying well. They were taking care of you, Dr. Bitar. Well, hey, thanks for being with me on this Memorial Day edition of Advanced Medicine. Remember, you can get the archives through all of our outlets, including medicalrewind.com. Dr. Bitar, I salute you as well in your service, and appreciate you so very much that we're able to bring this out, even on a holiday.
Well, Robert, thanks for being on air with me and doing it, because without you, I wouldn't be able to do it, obviously.
Yeah, and thanks to the Geyers as well. Remember, everybody, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.